Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast. Street Vibes. Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
Yeah, man. We up in here. We live. I see people up in here. A live broadcast of the J Street Vibes. Kenny Caraway, Jason Jones. Regardless of what those titles say underneath our pictures. I'm Caraway. He's Jason Jones. Okay. What's going on, everybody, man? Hey, Kings win, as you see right there, 119-109. And that's what we're in here talking about here on the J Street Vibes. Appreciate everybody tapping in for this live broadcast. Jason, what's going on with you, man?
Nothing much. You know, Kings beat a bad team. You know, I think we're slowly getting past them days of, oh my God, this might be a tough one. You know, they might overlook somebody.
Yeah, right. And the ironic thing about that, Jason, is when they weren't no good, they were in danger of overlooking somebody. Now that they're good, we don't overlook nobody.
That was one of the funniest things about them. It'd be like, you know, you guys are like in 14th place in the West. They're like, yeah, we were overlooking that team. Where they are now, when you got two guys and get you 30 in the same game, generally that'll be enough to put away a team like the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah. Well, they handle business. Like I said, 119-109. De'Aaron Fox, let's start with him. He was balling, 31 points, 10 assists. You know, Jason, I was talking about it with Damian a little bit after the game and everybody that was listening there. He's just so in control of his game right now. He gets wherever he wants. He seems to always know what he wants to do out there, whether it's, you know, he's seeing the floor, making the pass that he needs to make. If he wants to get a shot off, he gets whatever shot off that he wants to get. He's just so in control of his game right now, man. It's impressive to see.
I mean, he gets to his spots. I mean, I love that post-up game he has. He's got so much in his bag. He can – it's not just, I'm going to run by you, blow by you, and get to the rim, you know. You know, and I was watching the game last night. I think it was Van Gundy was saying that mid-range game, that's a playoff shot. And the way he can drive, stop on a dime 15, 16 feet from the basket, hit that jumper now. You know, it feels like when you're watching him play, he's not taking bad shots. Mm-hmm. If like everything he's getting is what he wants. If it doesn't go in, it doesn't go in. But he doesn't seem rushed. He doesn't seem forced. He's in control. I mean, it's a lot of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, that drive, stop on a dime, turnaround jumper. I mean, he's got a whole a lot in his bag.
Yeah. And this is the De'Aaron Fox that had people in Sacramento so elated when he was drafted out of Kentucky. I was watching the game today and, you know, it hit me. You know, it hit me like a ton of bricks. It's like, yo, this is it. He's done it. He's gotten to that spot. Now there's room for him to grow. He can be a better basketball player. I'm not saying he's finished, but you think about the elation that people had when they drafted De'Aaron Fox at number 5, and this is the savior. This is the guy. This is the guy that's going to turn the franchise around. And I'm sitting up in here watching him orchestrate that game against San Antonio, and he's on the precipice of becoming an all-star, and I'm just sitting there just like, he did it. He's about everything that we hoped he would be when they drafted him. I'm happy to see it, man.
He's everything Vlade told me he would be now. And it's just crazy the way this business works. Usually the coach, anytime that the front office to get you first isn't there, when it all comes together. And I had a coach. It might have been actually the late Paul Westfall told me this years ago. He said, you know what? If a guy like a Tyrese Evans or these young guys become a star or even a DeMarcus, I won't be their coach. They'll fire me by then. You know, when it's just, you know, we've seen De'Aaron go through the multiple coaches, multiple front offices, and it's happening. Like, I mean, this is the guy Vlade told me he would be. And Vlade believed in his core. This is what De'Aaron was going to be. And some of the moves he tried to do was to try to force that to happen a little faster. Let me go try to get a Patrick Beverley to put behind De'Aaron to push him a little, you know, try to accelerate the process. Mm-hmm. And it's happened when it's happened. And now you got an all-star. I'd be shocked if he's not an all-star. I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I agree. And then you got Rob W. in the chat. He says, hey, he's still only 25 years old, man. And we're talking like he's a grizzled veteran, you know, of 28, 29 years old. He's still only 25 years old. That's why I say I think there's still, you know, another level to his game that he can prove on. I mean, you always look at his shot, you know, from distance. It seems like he's got it down automatic from the mid-range, but from distance, I don't know, maybe he can improve on that later in his career, or, you know, next year or whatever the case may be. But, you know, having a feel for the game, changing speeds, being able to perfect a mid-range shot. He's 80%+ from the free throw line. Jason, as long as we've been doing our podcast between Throne Room and J Street 5, how many times have I slammed my hand on the table and just been baffled at the fact that you've got to shoot at least 80%, and now he's up there like damn Mark Price at the free throw line.
Yeah, we were asking for 70% at one point.
Yeah.
Like, if he can just get above 70, we can live with that. I mean, you know, he is – you know, and a lot of it is he seems so much older because just the way the whole social media and the media circuit work. You've been hearing about De'Aaron since he's probably about 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so it feels like he's old, and you realize he's not that old. He's not old.
Mm-mm.
You know, he's, and you know, Jimmy's always say a guy didn't hit his prime till about 27.
Mm, yeah.
And if he is, he's on that arc. No, the Kings should be very happy about what they've got with him.
Absolutely.
You know, and like, because even when he was struggling last year, I told everybody, relax, calm down. He'll be all right. He's smart. He'll figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I think you're seeing all that happen now.
And another thing that I like about De'Aaron and what's happened this year is, and I'm not here to disparage any other year or whatever. I don't think he came in ready to play last year. That's just my opinion. But that's neither here nor there. What I do know is he worked his ass off this summer, you know, whether, you know, it's just being in the gym, taking the coach on the honeymoon with him, cutting the honeymoon short. You see it in his body. You see it in his game. I say this all the time, Jason, deal with these kids and all these other people. Hey, you can tell me whatever you want. When I sit up there and ask you, you've been working on your game. You can tell me whatever you want. Yeah, man. I've been working on my game. I've been working on my game. You can say whatever. I'll know when I see you on the court. And De'Aaron could have said whatever if somebody asked him if he was working on this game this past summer. We were going to know when he stepped on the court. And the proof is in the pudding. He put in the work. Like I said, he worked his ass off this summer to get to this point. I was going to say, he used to pray for times like this, but we're still not using that right now.
Hey, by the way, I got some hot sauce if you want it.
Yeah. Come on, what the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
The Jalen Hurts hot sauce, man.
Oh, like, man. Like, where did you even get that? Where the hell did you even get that? Come on, man. This guy, see, y'all don't know because y'all don't see the live recording. This is what I got to deal with this dude from football season, man. I always got to deal with this nonsense.
I mean, I just ordered a bottle of hot sauce and it showed up with Jalen Hurts on it. I was like, wow. Interesting. Like, wow, hey,
completely.
I was from Texas, but I got some Louisiana hot sauce with Jalen Hurts on it. But hey,
completely. But
back to De'Aaron. I just had to do that because I'm
completely.
I'm a jackass. I know.
At least you're not Michael Parsons. He's like, hey, go win one for our division. Yo, get somebody take this guy's phone away from him.
Someone, right? Yeah, he's had about three or four take his phone. in the last month or so. Just Micah, just stop. I can't, you know, whatever. But yeah, back to De'Aaron.
But De'Aaron Fox, man, he's put in the work.
About the work ethic and everything, yeah. You know, even before this season, there were whispers in and out the organization about whether or not just how committed to the work was De'Aaron. Was he a grinder like that? I mean, we all know his wife is a former player. There were people who was like, he working out with his wife. He ain't trying to get better. I mean, there. I know he had to hear. If I heard the whispers, I know he heard them. People trying to, you know, is he really a leader? He'd rather be, you know, with his girl and, you know, he ain't going to work out with the, you know. There were a lot of things said about De'Aaron. And all I know is this. If I'm on a honeymoon, I ain't bringing this laptop with me. I ain't working. I'm not cutting it short to get back to do another J Street Vibes because I'm too dead. No. I'm not rushing back from my. I'm not talking to my editor if I'm on Greece on a honeymoon.
Right.
You know, and the thing is too, like I said, he just turned 25. I think a lot of times we put these expectations that a guy who's 19 has it all figured out, and we use these examples of like guys who was like freaks of nature. LeBron wasn't normal.
Right.
Kobe was not normal.
They are the exception, not the rule.
You know, most guys that young aren't that dialed in like that in terms of work, you know, and all. Those guys are weird. And I don't say that in any disrespectful way. I'm saying they're the outliers. And I think a lot of times you get a guy in, you forget, you know, and like I said, I remember De'Aaron in the locker room playing like Nintendo Switch. playing like Mario Kart, and it just hit me like he really is young. And it wasn't like a bad thing, but it was just a thing to see when you realize he's really like, you know, I remember one time he told me they want me to be a leader, but how do I tell Vince Carter what to do? Like, I just got out of college 3 months ago. I'm supposed to go yell at Vince Carter?
Right. Right.
You know, so we've seen the maturation, we've seen the development, you know, and I always harp on this too. You finally put a team around him. You know, it's, you know, people, you know, like I said, you look at these outliers and go like, well, LeBron dragged this team or this guy dragged these guys. It's like that's not normal. You know, you have to put it, you know, if you're going to be committed to the player, put the pieces around them. They put pieces around them that made sense. Because for years, I'd look at the team and go, this makes no sense. Like, how does this help him? And now, you know, you look at the team, this team helps him.
Yeah.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Man, absolutely. The other guy, shout out to De'Aaron Fox, man. The other guy who was balling tonight, it didn't look like he was. I tell the story all the time on the show about when Michael Jordan hit the six threes in the first half against Portland in the 92 finals. And I think he had 33 points in the first half. Little Kenny Caraway was like sitting in the living room like, yo, he's got 33. He might get 100. He might get 100 tonight. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling that way. Well, look, when Devonta Sabonis had like 15, 16, 17 points with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, I was like, yo, this might be a 50-point night for Devontae. He was killing, man. He ends up with 34, but 34 points. And 11 rebounds, 15 of 20 from the field. Like, he couldn't be stopped.
I was like, didn't I just read how Jakob Poeltl is supposed to be this high commodity right now? I'm like, man, he's making him look like barbecue chicken. Like, mm-hmm. It was just easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had no answer for him. They tried to put Zach Collins on him. He was too small down there. He was way too small. And DeMontis, the poise that he has inside, you know, I honestly believe his skill of scoring around the basket is a bit of an underrated fact about his game. I think people always talk about his passing and his rebounding, rightfully so. But he's a tactician on the block, in the paint, with his pivots, his pump fakes, you know, being able to finish around the rim. He's damn good.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's genetic.
Probably.
It's in his genes to be able to do what he does. I mean, mm-hmm. anyone who watches, just the skill, like you said, a tactician.
Mm-hmm.
There was times where I watched tonight, I said, wow, that reminds me of his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Just some of the, I mean, there was a move where it was like he came back and like brought the ball back. Like I was like you know, it was like an awkward looking position, but then he made it look easy. He's on a roll. Like I said, I think we were joking on D'Lo and KC about how many games in a row will the double double thing go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, forever. Forever. It'll never stop. It'll be like we'll be two seasons from now, and he'll be like, you know, his 188th.
Right. Yeah, he was doing his thing tonight. And then off the bench, I mean, this guy, he like Jason, you can attest, I've been screaming Malik Monk for years now. I wanted him in Sacramento, finally got him. He's as advertised. Has little ups and downs, has lows, because that's who he is as a ball player. But he's starting to peak back up. 22 points on the night tonight. And I said this as well, you know, you thought it was blasphemous before. You may think this is even more blasphemous. Malik Monk, a.k.a. a Little Magic. I mean, the dimes he's making, he's just dropping them. He just...
We're gonna stop this. Okay, you take you've gone too damn far.
Well, I'm just saying,
I was willing to let y'all have Tyrese with Little Magic. No, we're not gonna do. He gotta be, I don't know. He can be Little Michael Cooper. I don't know.
Little Michael Cooper.
He can be,
his game. He just out there.
He ain't Coop defensively. You know what? He can be, maybe he can. Oh, yeah.
He's not Byron. Is he Byron? Matter of fact, first of all, he ain't no Laker. All right. Let's start with the.
You're the one who started it. Little Magic.
Well, that's the only Laker he could be.
You could have called him Little Jason Kidd. You could have called him Little Nash. Magic.
A little Tyce Edney. That's what I could have called him.
Long Beach Poly. Long Beach Poly's own Tyce Edney. Yeah.
I know he went to Poly. Shout out Tyce Edney.
You brought the Lakers in the conversation, not me.
But the point being, I mean, he's a bit of a playmaker out there with the way he distributes. And that you usually see that when he's just like really feeling himself, right? Like when he's feeling the game, he's gonna thread the needle, he's gonna shoot, he's gonna do a spin move 17 feet away from the basket and then just cock back and try to end somebody's life. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
17 feet from this.
Oh my goodness. Where did that come from? Oh my goodness. I mean, I knew he had it, but I just didn't expect it in that moment.
You're like, uh-oh. I mean, he's not Ja Morant crazy with it, you know.
The Malik, he's borderlining on that.
When I watch Malik, I don't think Malik is like putting himself at risk. I sometimes watch Ja and think, oh my God, he's going to hurt himself. I think, you know, but yeah, Malik, he can't be Little Magic.
No.
He can be Malik Monk.
He's absolutely.
I think him being Malik is just fine. You know. Let's not put Magic on him now.
No doubt, man. Well, the Kings win 119-109, man. Shout out to everybody who checked in on the live broadcast. This isn't something we do all the time, but now we got some things set up. We'll be able to do it a little bit more, you know, after these games. Because the way the Kings schedule goes, like, we're usually doing a post-game show anyway because we record after the game. We got to wait till the game's over. I got things going on. Jason got things going on. So usually around this time, even later. So, you know, like I said, I'm not going to say it's going to be every time, but, you know, we'll do this a little bit more, figure out a way to incorporate you guys in it, you know, so we can make it live, maybe some guests, whatever the case may be, man. We're going to have a good time.
A little fun, you know, and get a game. Maybe we'll get a competitive game, and, you know, and have some fun with that as opposed to, you know, the Spurs.
I need more blowouts. I don't know what you're talking about. I need more blows for, you know, until the All-Star break.
I'm talking about the All-Star break is almost here.
I know, just blow people
I'm talking about for get to the All-Star purposes. Break. I mean, for discussion's sake, I'd much rather talk about a competitive game, you know, as opposed to whoever they were playing tonight, or, you know, we could always get another referee situation, you know.
Oh jeez, no, cuz they do us dirty every time. The numbers prove it out.
You know, we could always go back to that. You know, we could be like, okay, last 2 minute report discussion. Which is, to me, is still
kind of weird. Once again, nothing happened. No, we're all wrong. We all been watching basketball for a collective 275 years, but we don't know what a travel is.
I don't like the report at all. I've said for years, I think it's a waste of time to put that out there if you're not going to do anything. Like, oh yeah, we messed up. Oh, my bad. On to the next game.
Yeah, I always say, if they would have these guys, at least for me, I can only speak for myself, but if they would have these guys speak after the game, not the pool reporter thing, take the podium, and they, yeah, that pool reporter trash, I don't know what that trash is, but it's take the podium, they're asked about a call, say, hey, I was able to look at that, you know what, I just missed it. Me personally, I can accept the human element of it.
They did that after that Laker Boston game.
You're damn right they did. Yeah, after the Laker game, after LeBron, they came out here with sleepless nights. They know what they're trying to hear that.
The worst tweet ever, I swear. the referee who missed the travel in Miami against the Kings was like, man, I missed that travel. God, what am I going to do after the game? God, I guess I'll go to South Beach and console myself over this. You know, I'm not going to be able to sleep.
Man, this dude after he missed Tyler Hero's travel, he woke up the next morning. Best sleep I've gotten in years. I slept like a baby last night. Everything was great.
And yeah, good old NBA last 2 minute report. Gotta love it.
Yeah, gotta love it or not, man. So, like I said, appreciate you guys for tapping in. There'll be more to this version of J Street Vibes. Check that out tomorrow morning. And yeah, I want to shout out to everybody that was in here. Warren was in here. Michigan Wolverines was in here. We saw Ramsey, Fred Gonzalez, Rob W, RP, Miss Lorraine Fox. Shout out to her. I think you'll be going to Salt Lake City very soon. So, Kenneth Kelly. Yeah, absolutely, man. So, big ups to everybody that tapped in, man. I saw Jill Adjan here earlier as well. Tyler is in the building. So, all you guys, man, we're going to try and do this a little more often, man. So, yeah, Kings win 119-109. Y'all be good.
I'll wear a Kings hat next time, maybe.
Oh, wow. Wow. Let's go.
They get 2 All-Stars, I might break out a Kings hat.
Oh, you getting a Kings jersey?
No, I don't have it. No, I have not bought a Kings jersey.
I'm sorry. Are you going to get one?
Why?
They got 2 All-Stars.
I didn't say no.
When's the last time they had 2 All-Stars? You got to get one of their jerseys.
No, I don't.
Make it Fox.
No, I'll get a Mitch Richmond if they make the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear a deer. That just feels weird.
Well, what about the Milwaukee Bucks joint you got?
Which one? The Giannis one?
Yeah.
Because it's a Cream City. That's why I got that.
Did you get that Hornets jersey?
No. I did not get the Hornets jersey. I did not get the CLT. No, I did not.
Oh man, no, seriously.
See,
I was,
and see, it's weird. It's different when you're wearing the jersey of somebody you actually cover.
True. Like, very true. Very like, true.
I can just imagine I'd wear that somewhere and De'Aaron would see me and just start laughing. Like, man, look at this.
I'll be damned. That's what he would say.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No doubt, man. So, and once again, man, appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next time, man. We're up out of here.